We're speaking with Reese Nanfito with the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council, and you are our Director of Marketing, correct?
That's correct.
Well, Reese, of course, this year for ethanol has been phenomenal. You, I know, have been involved in marketing and products in different industries, but have you ever seen anything like what's happened with ethanol in the last year because of your efforts?
I'll tell you, it has been truly amazing. I have never had a year like this year. In terms of racking up the successes, you look at the mobile marketing that we have crisscrossing the country. We have the Indy 500 and all the attention that comes upon that with the IndyCar series switching to 100% fuel-grade ethanol. You have our work with the American Le Mans series, the business-to-business relationships that we've developed, all of the fuel retailers that have come on board and really pushed this fuel. It's just a great time to be involved in ethanol.
Well, and AgriMarketing Magazine recognized that fact by making ethanol the product of the year, the AgriMarketing product of the year. What do you think about that honor?
I think it's wonderful. You know, I mean, we're stacked up with some great previous winners of that award. And I think that it acknowledges the impact that ethanol and the ethanol industry has had in the ag world. And it's also great recognition, of course, of the work that the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council has done to promote ethanol nationwide.
Well, and I think that's the difference, is EPIC came in and started treating ethanol as a product to be marketed.
That's right. You know, the E brand that people are starting to see more and more is an important rallying point, if you will. And in marketing speak, the benefits and the attributes that people are associating with that brand now are really catching on. And you tie that to the television advertising and the presence in motorsports and in the environmental world. And that all links back to the e-labels that are found at the pump now. Did you know that we now have 25 states that have approved the use of that e-ethanol label? So more and more Americans are seeing that and understanding what it stands for, and most importantly, exercising their freedom of choice and making that choice at the pump for the ethanol-enriched blends.
What does the future hold at this point? A lot of talk about cellulosic. We're still talking about the energy bill. But what do you think the future holds for ethanol?
Well, I think it's a very exciting time for ethanol. You can look at a couple of things. Certainly the energy bill and the RFS are very important for the industry on the government side. Increasing availability, increasing signage so that people know when ethanol blends are available at the pump so that they can make that choice. If they like ethanol and believe in ethanol, then the American needs to be able to see it at the pump and make that selection and understand that they're not just picking ethanol, they're picking a reduction in U.S. dependence on foreign oil. They're selecting cleaner air. They're selecting energy security. So it's important that they understand that choice is, I mean, it's a simple choice that you make at the pump, but when you really stop and think, there's so much more behind it. And once consumers understand that, that's important. So that's an important area. Also, certainly cellulosic ethanol, as that becomes more and more prevalent, Americans are going to understand that it's a very exciting time for ethanol as we cross over and can use more feedstocks to develop the product and the benefits that brings for reducing air pollution and other things. It's just a very important time for our industry to get that word out.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, sir. Reese Nanfito, Marketing Director for the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.